Dave Lighty.
Good morning, Dave. N-A-W-R-O. Good morning, Tim. How are you? How's your morning going? Pretty darn good. I just had a routine blood draw, fasting blood draw, so then I got to go out to breakfast, and I'm back now. So it's a beautiful day out there as well, though. I take it you're off today?
Yeah, I had today. That's part of the reason why I took yesterday. It was all, if I'm going to have one day, I might as well take two. So here I am.
Let's see, how does John say this? Noise. I like it. Really enjoyable meeting last night. I like that. I'll have to change the topic. I thought it was ICS at first, but it's more of a hazmat refresher. I like that. It's been a long time before I looked at those placards before.
Easy. Go ahead there, Mike.
We got you in there, Mike. Go ahead.
Hey there, how you guys doing? Just partnered with Dave, but just turned the radio back on and heard you there, Tim. How you doing today?
Yeah, very good. Just came back from breakfast. Went around to the antenna site here in Richmond and just gave it a glance like I normally do. All looks well from ground level, whatever I can tell. And Dave is here right now, so go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I'm heading home. Mike and I did some packets dropping. Went over to Comtech, up to Chesterfield, then down to East Point to send our appreciation and some bagels their way.
Go ahead there, Mike. Are you hearing Dave by chance or not? But go ahead, Mike.
I am in the ditch on 696. I am having reception issues. I will all the way to Mount. I'm going to bow out if you can receive this. I'm going to bow out and say 73, gentlemen.
Understood, Mike. You have a good one. N-A-W-R-O. Go ahead again, Dave.
Okay, Wayne, you. How's this now, Tim? Sorry about that. Throwing your stick on the car, and hopefully it's working.
Oh, no, I'm copying you fine. I just didn't think Mike was in the ditch. Apparently he was missing it, but yeah, your signal is good. In fact, it just dropped in on the dashboard. Wow, negative 60. Something's working for you there, boss. You heading home when you get a chance? I'm back in the shack, so no rush or anything, but maybe a Hoyt phone call might be good.
Yeah, we can do that. Definitely. Just give me a few minutes, about 25 minutes from home. And then want to check in with the boss to make sure she's good.
Understood. Not doing anything today, so that can be your call. Literally. All right, Dave, I'll let you go. Good signal. November 8th, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar, Richmond, after you, sir.
Sounds good there, Tim. We'll talk here soon. 73, see ya. K-8-Y-N-U, sir.
K-E-A-P-K-P-E on statewide 1. K-C-8 MXG monitoring. K-C-8 MXG, this is N6WY. November 6th, Whiskey Yankee. K-C-8 MXG, this is N6WY on statewide 1. N6WY, this is K-C-8 MXG. Maybe I have a question for you. Yes, this is N6WY. I called you earlier. I don't know if you heard me or not, but now go ahead with the question. In between the Detroit repeater and the Novi repeater, just try to see what's happening on which. Anyway, I'm in the market for a hotspot, and I was going to look for recommendations. Got any views on that?
Funny you should ask. My hotspot I bought was CQ Radios over a year ago. Something went wrong with it. and I told him I want to buy another one because I like them, and price is right. They're ready built, and you don't have to do anything. They work right out of the box once you put your Wi-Fi in. And he said, well, bring it back to me, and I will fix it. And if you want another one, I will sell you another one. So this Wednesday, I'm going to meet him and buy another one from him. That's CQ Radio, C-Q-R-A-D-I-O-S. Go ahead.
Down as you're speaking. What's his location?
You know, I thought he lived in Rochester Hills, but I think he lives in, his office is in Bloomfield Hills. His webpage is cqradios.com, and they give Bloomfield Hills as a place of business. I've never seen it, but I'm going to meet him at Starbucks in Birmingham and see if I can see if he can fix my old one and also sell me a new one.
Clear this. I am going to go online and look him up. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm not doing business with him just because he's local. I just like doing business with him. You know, he treated me right before. I bought this $890 from him. He's an Anytone authorized dealer. And these hotspots, I don't know anything about them. You know, if he makes them, I don't think so. You may buy the parts and make them. But, you know, they're Chinese parts, I'm sure. I'm buying one that's a Pi 4 based, but the one I had that broke is a Pi 02 base, Pi 02W. And, you know, the Pi 02W still works, but the screen went dead on the modem board, so I have no display. Go ahead.
I've seen online on Amazon and also on eBay various ones, basically what you're talking about, but my preference would be to work with somebody local so that if it doesn't work out and they're reputable, which is what you're describing, that would be my preference, even if it costs a few dollars more, that dealing with somebody close does make a difference. So I appreciate this. I'm trying to type at the same time I'm talking to you. I'm that anxious. I know I've seen some with the Pi 0 something or other and also Pi 2B. Yeah, and I've also seen, you know, the hat that you assemble yourself. I've seen it that way, and that was my second, that was my last choice, was to go over Micro Center and buy a Pi 4 and put a hat on it and see whether I can assemble one or not. So I really appreciate it. The timing is good. Thanks. Saw a couple of bumps from you, but no voice. So this is KC8MXG. Clear. Thank you so much.
Yeah, KC8MXG, MXG, this is N6WY. My finger fell off the push to talk. I just said, don't buy the Pi 20. I've got it. It's a Kaluji thing. It failed. The Pi 20 they sell on Amazon, no good. This is N6WY.
N6WY. This is KC8MXG calling. N6WY. This is KC8MXG calling. Nothing heard. KC8MXG clear.
KF8FDH.
KC8KJO. This is W8EAP. KC8KJO. This is W8EAP.
Whiskey 8 Echo Alpha Papa. Here is Alpha Delta 8 Oscar Delta.
This is W8EAP. What's going on, John?
Nothing much, just got out of work a little bit early here because the weather was nice and it seemed too good to waste sitting in the office, sitting out on some porch, just with a nice yellow jacket flying around my sun porch trying to sting me. Two guys I don't think I've ever talked to on DMR.
How are you doing, Dakota? That's funny you should say that, John, because I'm sitting out on my balcony and there's one yellow jacket hovering around me, just one, investigating me. There must be a nearby nest and they're checking me out or something. That's weird. Sound good, Dakota, by the way.
New radio, who this? Yeah, how's it going, Dakota? I heard you got into the DMR. You're now one of us.
Good afternoon, guys. Yeah, I think it's that time of year where there's just bugs everywhere. And yes, I've tried DMR, I've tried V-Star, I've tried Fusion, but it's like there was never a wide-scale adoption. And then I learned about this, and I was like, wow, this is everywhere. And it works really, really good. So yes, I am one of you guys now.
Very good. Where are you at, Dakota? I mean, it's hard to tell now. There's no bacon frying. I can't tell where you're at based on your bacon fry, because there's no bacon frying in that kitchen.
Double there. I am just leaving work, so I'm on Mount Clemens, but I'll be able to run this. So I'm almost home, and then I'll roam over to Burnside. And those are the two repeaters I use in the 30 miles I drive.
Yeah, I was waiting for John to pick it up. I don't know if it's his turn or my turn, but, yeah, it sounds great. That's good. You can only have to change repeaters one time on the way home. That's pretty cool.
Switched over to the DM32. I was on the 168. Sound any better or worse?
But I feel like I still don't have the ear for DMR to really notice the difference. So I think you sound good. How about that? And, Eric, that's a big change from the, I think, 5 or 6 that I normally run on the way home on analog.
Yeah, try it again, John. You sound about the same. You might be a hair louder on that one. I don't know. It sounds really close, though. Try it again.
Seems like there's a little bit longer of like a switchover before this one, DM32, realizes the call's complete or the channel's free, whereas the 168 seems to be a little bit prompter. I don't know if that's another hang thing I have to set in here or what. Because I did change the call. The call hold thing was set really long. I decreased that to like 3 seconds or something, but, yeah.
Go ahead and critique that, Eric. I don't really notice a difference.
And when you unkey, I can tell you're unkeyed, and I can key up right away, even if your call sign's still on the screen.
Okay. Well, maybe it's just, yeah, get used to how this one operates versus the other one, or make it match how my other one is. I'm kind of used to like it, given the little beepy guy that says, like, you know, channel free or call complete kind of deal.
Well, you sound good, but I don't know. I don't remember on my DM32. That thing was like the gateway drug. That's what got me hooked on DMR. I don't remember what settings I messed with on that one. And I don't know that I ever even went into the MI5 system without a hotspot. Eric, what are you talking on?
DM32. I do have 3 or 4 DMRs, but this is the DM32.
I was late for the DM32 party. I had my 1701, and then I had a Anytone 168, and I was reluctant to buy one of these, but everyone talks so much about them, I thought, it's only $50, might as well try it.
They're really good. I just returned mine this week, actually, because I knew it was just sitting there now, but it was... Excuse me. It got me hooked for sure. I did a bunch of simplex with it with KTMR by the house, and then obviously the usual analog repeater stuff and some hotspot work with the DMR. And I think for $50, that's one hell of a radio.
Yeah, I have a 1701, and I got the RT3S. Then I got the little blue radios. You know what? I should crack out the little blue radio, see if it works out here. And also the mobile, 9600. So I'm going to go grab the little blue walkie-talkie, and I'll be right back. W8EAP.
Yeah, I forgot about the 9600. I got that, too. I haven't turned that one on in a while. It's mostly been on All-Star or HTs. But Yeah, I don't love this DM32 for analog, but it's real nice for DMR. Analog just seems like it's, I want it to, like, do the noise canceling stuff that everything else does for, like, eliminating, like, tail squelches on our crap, like, reverse burst. This one, no matter what setting I've tried, different stuff and using the decode tones and stuff, and none of it can get rid of it. And all of it's this one or all of them. But it's what I found out, 8080.
Thank you, Jeff. I don't recall any serious crashing on mine, but then again, I've got a couple radios, like my FTM-150, that are just notorious for doing it, and I don't really, I'm kind of numb to it now.
Yeah. There's some, like, some of those phone things are really bad. Like, a lot of the TID radio ones seem to, like, manage it pretty well. But, yeah, it's, I don't know. It's something I don't like. At first, because you get into radio, right, and you buy the cheap stuff because you don't know how deep you're going to get into it. And then, like, all that stuff happens, and you're like, is this all radio? And you just kind of, like, get kind of angry about it and just, like, learn to have to deal with it. But then, like, you start seeing nicer radios, and you're like, oh, that's not supposed to happen. It can happen. It doesn't need to happen. It's just because you have a crap radio.
I think there's definitely a pivotal point in everyone's gear buying career or process.
W8EAP.
Go ahead, Eric.
This is my little $13 DMR radio. The blue radio. How does it sound? You guys sound good on it.
Are you back monitoring yourself, or is that the radio echoing?
Let me turn it down. Here, there we go. Shouldn't hear the echo now.
Yeah, sounds pretty good. I don't know if it's like, I gotta go look at the dashboard if you're having packet loss or not. It seems like there's some artifacts happening now that weren't happening before.
Well, this is 2 watts compared to 8 watts and a little stubby antenna. So it's amazing it makes it in at all.
It's just amazing in general how efficient digital or DMR is. I'm assuming most digital is efficient, but how efficient DMR is to terrible signal, and it still sounds copyable, good.
Looks like, looking at your stuff, Eric, the last one you had was like 1% loss. The one before that, where it counted on that, was 5% loss. So it is noticeably different. I think you're right on the threshold before what you were using. Like, your stuff was more, you were like negative 98, now you're like around like negative 110. So you've lost like 15 points or so.
Okay, check it now. I found a little bit better spot on the balcony. It should be a little bit better right there.
Yeah, it's like 7 better with no loss. You're just like just under 110. You're like 108.
Yeah, I got four bars out of 5. So, all right, I just wanted to make sure this thing's still working. I'll switch back to the other radio, W8DAP.
My other favorite thing about talking on DMR on my commute is I'm in that crater that I usually can't even get out of, and I'm assuming my signal's still plenty.
Yep, still good. I was surprised the other day. I think I heard Davey was in. He was taking his daughter or whatever to piano or whatever it was, and he was down in the pit in Rochester, like at the top of the hill, and he was still coming in.
Was he on a mobile then, or was he on an HT? He was on a mobile, I think, wasn't he? Like a 578?
I didn't think so. I thought he was on his 890, I thought, like the his Anytone.
He might have been. I don't remember. I know I was on an HT, and it's weird, like, something swaying between me and the Burnside repeater, because usually I'm in at, like, a negative 107 with no loss, but then occasionally I'll drop.
He's probably lurking out here. He'd probably answer your question, what he was on. He's always lurking somewhere.
Are you guys talking to me? I was on the other band.
We're trying to summon KF8S.
He's on All-Star.
Yeah, I hear him over there. Yeah, I don't know. It's, it's pretty cool stuff. It's, I've gone back and forth. I've read, like, all these articles saying that, like, analogs are still getting farther distances, but I've been impressed, like, with that Dave situation. I don't think that if he was sitting down there, I don't think he'd be copyable. So it ends up making me think that maybe it's just that, it's just talk, and in practice, it's the digital cliff that exists isn't as bad as what people make it out to be.
I think in a vacuum, analog might get further distances, but I would argue that my use case, EMR far exceeds the range, usable range, I should say. Are we talking, you know, the signal made it there, or are we talking about usable range? Because I was on one lot with an HD, like 15 miles away from Burnside. There is no way in hell I'd be doing that with an analog radio.
Yeah, definitely for being able to talk to someone. I think I caught the end of that conversation one day. I was like at home and flipped it on, and I think you're like, holy crap, I was on one watt this whole time.
Yeah, I was talking to KEAWOJ and I think Dave, or Dave came in right about that time. But yeah, I didn't realize it was still set to low. He's like, you just dropped out completely, and I turned my back to the repeater, which must have been just enough to lose it. But yeah, that's when I became a believer.
W8BD, KKKJO.
Hi, Tom. What's going on?
Who's that out there?
He came into the middle of Dakota and I talking. John, ADOD.
Hey, DCW in Harbor Springs.
Did we lose Tom and Eric? And then I heard the Harbor Springs station in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is KADCW. Sorry if I walked over you. I was keying up to get into the system.
I was trying to get a hold of Wally. How you doing, John? And who else is out there? All I got is a DMR ID. I don't got the name in there yet.
Hey, Tom. Doing all right? This gorgeous day has turned out for my one that didn't look too good this morning. I see the ID you're talking about pop up. Like the ghost says, seems like Harbor Springs, but I never heard the guy. I don't know what was going on there.
Oh, Dakota's on here, too. Oh, sweet. Yeah, I don't have you on my list, so it's going to come up regardless. I mean, yeah, the ID didn't look familiar. What's going on, Bentley? You got John E.D. at O.D. You got me, Tom, KKKGO, and I think Dakota's out there somewhere in a DDF.
I am out here making my way home. I need to figure out an efficient way to import all these DMR IDs, I have them. I only have, I don't know, I've got a lot of them, but not to everybody, and it seems like the list is ever-growing. But, Bentley, you sound good. I don't know what radio you're on, but I know you're going into a hotspot. It sounds good, and that very well could have been why they didn't get a copy out of you.
I, for that, Dakota, if you go to radioid.net, over on the left, there's like a tool section. And they have basically updating user databases that you can download. For this guy, because the DM32 doesn't have that big of a space, I went in there and downloaded that list, and then I just put everybody in Michigan in here, which I think was like 11,000 IDs or something. So I did see Bentley pop up there. But
yeah, plus one, John's suggestion, that's how I did it. I'm using a VTech 6x2, and I don't know off the top of my head how many radio IDs it'll hold, but I did download that curated list and chose the countries that I wanted and not the ones that I didn't, and it worked out well, and I can see all.
So, John, fun fact, if you update the firmware on the DM32, it gets you up to 150,000 contacts. So when I had mine, I put the entire United States in it.
Oh, I didn't know it did that. I know that it depends on what firmware, I guess, because there was one that they got rid of the recording feature, which maybe is how that increased. I know Eric told me about a different firmware, some super secret, like, it's on the Russian forums kind of thing or whatever. I ended up finding it and putting that on there. So I think mine's like 1.49. I think the current that's on Bofink is like 1.47. So I don't know if I have that or not. I have to probably look at the notes on the firmware to see what happens. Go ahead, Thomas.
Well, I don't know if I can do that on the Motorola. I mean, I'll do it on the DM32. And I'll see what the limit is for my, for the 1701 for OpenGD. I don't know. I just want to get it into the Motorola. I don't think I can import the contacts like that. And there's a little bit more trickery involved. I should call Wally and see if he's still home.
I don't even know if I'm making him in. It's not roaming over to Burnside, but I had lunch with Wally today.
It's making it in. Still sound good. That's cool. Would you guys all go? I heard Sean talking about, you know, how many of you guys ended up meeting up. We got to get Bentley back here. Get some rotations there. Go ahead, Bentley.
Yeah, thanks for that. Not sure what the order is here, so I'm just listening until someone says, go ahead, Bentley. Anyway, beautiful day up here in northern Michigan. We still have a few snowbanks on the ground, but it's melting fast, and the water seems to be going down in some of the places where we've had major flooding up here. We still got a lot of folks with water in their basements, water in their crawl spaces, and hopefully things are going to dry out a little bit here if we can get rid of some of this rain in the forecast.
Well, I'm just going to drive by Wally's house because he's not answering his radio. Unless he took a nap, you know, his old ass.
Tom, to add your Motorola thing, I think you have to do something with a CSV, but I don't know for sure. I got to do the same thing on my radio, and I haven't spent any time on it, but it's something I would like to figure out. Although, I really don't need to be looking at the radio head when I'm driving to see who I'm talking to, but it is convenient, and it's nice to see everyone's name instead of a random number.
Yeah, that radio ID site, that's how you get the files. You can either get it in JSON or you can get a CSV. It's just that you got to make sure the format matches whatever format the radio wants. So, like, some of them, they have, like, an index number that's to the left of it. Some of them don't. They have a DMR ID. Some want, like, first name is your header columns or whatever. As long as you got a match, they should go in there fine. But, yeah, that's neat. Yeah, I was checking that. The Sheboygan Dam thing, Bentley, because that, like, up there seemed like it was, they were at the set level of their ready, set, go, and it was not showing any signs diminishing, but when I checked today, they said it was back up around 6 inches from the top, down from a low of, like, 4.5, or a high point of 4.5, or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well. There's a huge watershed that is up above that dam. A lot of the big lakes up here and river systems. And, you know, we had over 180 inches of snow this year that melted out in 3 or 4 days. So it's been pretty catastrophic for a lot of people around that watershed right near it. And, you know, even normal spots that you wouldn't expect there to be flooding, just swampy lowland areas that just completely filled up with water and became ponds and lakes. It's been kind of crazy up here.
Yeah, I was in Ionia County yesterday over there by Potterville and Saranac and all that coming down. Passed by the fairgrounds, and the fairgrounds were not fairgrounds. The fairgrounds were part of the river. The water was so deep. I mean, it was almost up all halfway up the rest area. The parking lot was completely gone. So, yeah, it's crazy on that side as well. John, go ahead and throw it over to Dakota.
Go ahead, Captain Don. I'll and then toss it to Dakota following.
I didn't hear anything from Captain Don.
I was wondering what happened there. I didn't either.
I heard him fine. He said that he was on Detroit and his mobile, and that he was asking how everyone's doing. Oh, I see why no one can hear him. I'm listening to Detroit, and he's on Talk Group 9. He's on local, so it's not getting put to anything.
Okay, that makes sense.
And there you have it.
Tom, I know you commute quite a bit. I was able to run Mount Clemens up until Huff on 53.
Just switch to Talk Group 51.
Now I hear somebody. Yeah, that sounds about right, Dakota. MP3 to Huff. I said, but with the XPR, it just does a thing, and it picks whatever tower is the strongest for me.
Just giving you guys some context, Captain Don is trying to talk on Statewide 1, but he's on the wrong talk group. He's got local. He's got channel 9, like talk group 9. He needs to switch to 51. Captain Don, switch to 51.
What's he have, a 9600?
Yeah, he is a 9600. Will you hold down with a zero, or is it pound on that to get the dial-up talk group thing to pop up?
You're not going to hear him unless you've got promiscuous mode on those Motorolas. But anyways, he'll figure it out. Back to you guys, KFAS Mobile.
Dave, what radio were you on the other day when you were in the pits of Rochester? Was that a mobile or was that an HD?
It was my TYT MD9600, the one that I'm talking on right now.
All right, guys, I'm going to go find Walter and see if he's jogging around the block or something. I'll be back up. Okay, Joe.
All right, guys, I'm pulling in the driveway, so I'm going to jump out of here as well. I'll catch you in a bit or maybe tomorrow. Everyone have a good weekend if I don't talk to you. NABDF.
Yep, see you, Dakota. I think I got to figure out what we're going to do for dinner before the kids here, so I think I'm going to get going too. You guys have a good one, 88OG.
Good talking to you guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy this spa, the nice weather. K8BCW.
KF8FZH.
W8PPD.
You're close, Captain Don. You're not quite there yet. Try again.
W8CPT.
There you are, NHCAF.
NHCAF, W8CPT. Yeah, okay, thanks for that. The star did the talk thing one, and then I still had to go on this one and do the 5-1 thing. So, interesting. There's no way to do that on the cold plug. I had to actually do it with the radio.
It is interesting. Like I said, you're going to want to talk to Tom about that stuff because he's very, very familiar with that. I just went digging around for what might get you on the air. So, you know, glad I could help. You're quite welcome to it, and good to hear you out here.
I'm using the same radio, Captain Don. It's totally possible. I don't know what you're talking about. Captain Don, what radio are you using? The 9600 can do all this stuff. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it did it, but in the cold plug, I couldn't find it. He ended up telling me to change the TS1 2 to 1. I had to hit the star on the keypad, and then I found out to change the talk group, I had to hit the pound, hit 5-1, and then hit enter on the radio. So I couldn't find it in the cold plug for some reason to set it up that way.
So which radio are you using?
I have the MD9600 TYT, but I got OpenGD77 firmware on it.
Yes, I am talking on the MD9600, and I have this channel programmed with Talk Group 55 and all that good stuff, or 51, whatever. It is possible, Kevin, now you just don't know what you're doing.
Right.
Around for that software, there's a very good chance you'll find the controls that you need. Usually when you're working on an individual channel and most of the CPS that I've dealt with, once you've got just that individual channel open, you can change everything associated with it, including the talk group and the time slot.
Working right now, I'm talking on another 9600, so I had to do it with the keypad on the radio.
Well, I'm fairly certain that if you dig around in the code plug enough, you'll find out where the settings are. If you want, I can even download the CPS and take a look at it. I just don't be able to do that quickly.
No, that's all right. I'll figure it out. It's got talk group list, color code 1, contact not available, repeater slot 1, and then it's got TS1 talker alias transmit and TS2 talker alias transmit. They're both off, but when I click, that might be it, but when I click on it, my only options are APRS text and APRS in text. So unless text means talk, then maybe that's where I'm screwing up in the code bug.
Actually, I'd be fairly certain that where they say text, they mean that literally. So I wouldn't interpret that way. The button's got to be there somewhere. Because there's already someone else out here doing it.
Right, I know. And repeater slot 1, there's like repeater slot 1 and 2, and it's on 1. And then color code 1. So yeah, I'm not seeing it, but it's got to be I'm not looking in the right place or something. I don't know. I'll figure it out. I mean, I got it to work this way. I don't know if it saves it in the radio, but at least I know I got to hit TS1 with the star key and then number sign 51. Like, yeah, I don't even see where I'd put the 51 in this code plug. I got to look at the code plug deeper. It's been a while since I dove into this and set it all up, and I haven't used it that much, so I'm sure once I take around with it a little bit, I'll find it. If not, I know Dave can take some screenshots of his cold plug and show me, because I know he's got it working.
There you go. Sounds to me like you got things pretty much well in hand then. Like I said before, it's good to hear you out here. I got to start getting some things together to get the heck on out of here, but I was glad I was able to help you with the time that I have. So with that, Don, I'm going to say 73C and all the other good numbers. This is NACAF. Clear out for your final.
All right. Well, I appreciate the help, and thanks for taking the time out to send me that in Discord. That asterisk thing got me working. I will catch you later. WCPT, Clear. WATPT, I think I found it in the code bug if I was working, but I don't know if anybody's out there hearing me.
Gotcha, Captain Dimes. Looks like it's working.
Alright, yeah, I had to go into channels, and then I had to select the right digital contact, so it rang a bell once I saw that digital contact thing and pulled it down and looked. So I've got it. Woohoo.
Yeah, DMR, you want to back off on the mic, because you sounds like you're kissing the mic. Try backing up a little bit.
Maybe I was kissing the mic. Is that a little better?
WAEAP, yeah, just talk about normal voice about 3 inches from the mic, like that's what I'm doing right here. If your mic gain's on 0, it should sound pretty good.
All right, yeah, I was looking to see what my my gain was at for DMR. It's on 0, so I've got it about 8 inches away now.
Yeah, then anybody else to compare it to? I think it can come a little bit closer to the mic, but don't get any closer than like 3 inches. That make that be your limit.
All right, I'm gonna have to get going real quick though. My sister wants me to walk over there for some reason, so I'll be back in a little bit. WCPT.
All right, catch you later. WAEAP.
KFADRC.
Good afternoon, Jack. KCK Joe.
Well, hello, Tom. How are you? I see you're busy running around today. Roger.
Yippers. I stopped off at Wally's house, picked up my HT, and heading home now.
Good. I'm glad the day is over with. I was outside here cleaning up where winter is, and I haven't finished yet.
Yeah, I was just around locally. And, now I got to turn around. There's a bad accident right here.
Accident, nothing but headaches. Let me tell you something. You got to wait for all these cars to go by, and some of them, they keep the horn on you, move a little bit up and all that stuff.
Yeah, looks pretty bad. They got the intersection partially shut down. See if I can get around it somehow.
Sounding good, Tom.
I hope so. I'm on a Motorola.
Motorola's always good. Anyhow, I'm on that Bowfinger, the UV32.
Yeah, that's here in my truck, too. It's sitting on the dashboard. I just got an XPR6550 from the meeting last night. Can't get the program on the computer, so I'm going to wait till I get home.
It's nice to be home. You can maybe relax or eat dinner or something like that, right?
Well, when I get home, I got to figure out why I blew the fuse in my interceptor. And I think probably because it was a 10 amp and, you know, I need the 20 for it to run properly. So I'm just going to wire it into another another power port somewhere.
Yeah, that's it. Well, Tom, good talking to you. I'm going to let you go because you're driving. You got to take care of the road. See how you're going to get out from that accident. Take care. Good talking to you. KFADRC.
All right, Jack. Everyone, talk to you soon. KCKDO.
KATMR.
KATMR, KCKDO.
Hey, Tom. How's it going? Phil here.
Doing good. Once I get past this accident, I'll be okay. It's kind of messed up down here.
Hey, I got a question for you. Maybe you can help me with. I'm trying to help a guy at work. He just got the DM32. He's trying to get a program for him. Got it all set. Use the code plug that was on the home page.
If he's on, zone MI5 SW1, then make sure he's on the right tower. Make sure he's on Mount Clemens, if that's where he's at, or Detroit. And that way, I mean, he should be able to key it in. Also, it should be set up for, I got to think now. Give me a second. I just got a brain freeze. Oh, admit status has to be set to color code 3, if it wasn't already.
WATAP. I'll double check that for him. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah. What's his call sign? Is it KC8DFD by any chance?
It's not going to be 51 hour. It's my time.
Yeah, you fell right out of there. Your signal just died.
So, try it again. Clemens, all it does is show his call sign or his DMR ID in there and under the line. Section, it's just showing MI5.
What code plug did you download off of ARPC? Did you do Cliff's or did you do Brian's?
I think it was whatever one. One said public, I believe. I believe it was that one.
All right. You might got to put it back in, you know, put the code plug back on the radio again, but make sure that his radio ID is up there. And don't make any other changes and not test it that way.
Yeah, I've reset the radio for him, re-downloaded the code plug, reinstalled it fresh, just put his ID in there, didn't do anything else, and it's still doing the same thing over and over. So I'm not sure. I'm not too familiar with the DM32 software, but it just seems that no matter what I do to try to get it in there, it keeps showing up. It's like it's not reading, it's not registering what talk group it is, and everything is correct on the radio or in the software. It's just not correlating with when you key it up.
What does the display show? It should say MI5-MTC.
Yep, that's what his display shows, and I believe it was the... I think it's the statewide one. And like I said, I didn't change anything to the code plug, put it in there for him, and It's just whenever he keys up on Mount Clements, it's just showing his radio DMR ID instead of the talk group, and he's not able to get through.
All right, I'm a little bit puzzled myself now. Got a bit. Let me get home. I got to do a couple things, and then I can check my code plug and see if there's anything in there. We can go line by line if I have to.
Okay. Yeah. Not a big deal. I mean, if you got other stuff to do, not a problem. I just heard you out there. Figure I'd jump on and see if maybe it was a quick and easy fix, or if there was some other setting in the DM32 I had to click. But I don't know. I haven't had any kind of this problem with my radio with the Anytone. So, but. Yeah, if you get around to it, give me a shout later. I'll have the radio on. If not, like I said, it's not a big deal. I'll keep working on it here and there. But I appreciate the help, and maybe talk to you later on. This is K8TMR.
All right. Sounds good, Phil. 73 for now. KCKJO.
WATAP. This is Phil. K8TMR.
Yeah, somebody fat-fingered the, now where it says TX contact, you have to assign it to TX contact. So what somebody did is they put his DMR number where it says TX contact. You go to the channel, but on the channel, on the right side it says TX contact. And then it says RX group, and it says color code, which would be 1, and then slot 1. But you have to put a TX contact, or some radios call it a DX contact, or digital contact, rather.
Yeah, I checked that. For the TX contact, it's showing the talk group MI5 statewide 1. Checked it in the actual talk groups. It's showing talk group 51, group call. Trying to think of what else I looked at. I believe the RX list was, I think it said none. So, I don't know. I'm puzzled because, like I said, about the third time I tried helping him do it, wiped everything, started fresh, didn't change anything, just downloaded that code plug. And just changed his DMR ID, put his DMR ID and call sign in there, and wrote it, and same issue.
Yeah, I could fix it if I can see it, if I had it, but trying to think of what else. Well, none of the check boxes on. Above that on the right side, none of those checkbox boxes should be checked. But for some reason, it's not seeing talk group 51. So, I don't know. It's hard to say without looking at it. But I programmed 4 of those DM32s and never had an issue, so I don't know. I hope it's not a bad radio, which I doubt. But, something in the code plug. It's got to be some little thing that was overlooked.
Okay. Yeah, I'm starting to think that maybe it is a bad radio, but I don't know. Maybe it's just something silly. Do you know by any chance what version of the CPS you're using for that? And what the only different thing we did was change the firmware version on the radio. I think it's 48 maybe to allow for more contacts.
I have version 49 firmware, but when I first programmed my radio, it was at 47, so I went from 47 to 49. CPS version is 1.50 because there's a lot more features than 04, the 049 firmware. There's a few more features, and they don't get saved in the code plug unless you use version 1.5. But that has, none of that shouldn't have any
shouldn't have any bearing on the actual, you know, code plug itself. I mean, when it comes to that.
Okay, I'll take a look at it again a little bit. Kind of exhausted from it right now. Been messing with it for quite a while and starting fresh, and I can't figure it out. Figure it shouldn't be that hard to program if, you know, the code plug was already made and just copied over, put the DMR ID in there. But I'll double check. I think one of those check boxes above, like you were saying, if I recall, might have been checked. I'll have to double check that and go from there.
Yeah, and like I said, I have version 49 firmware, which brings back the record button. But what a lot of people don't understand, there's only about 8,000 to 10,000 people. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of contacts, but why put the whole world in there? Just put it in Michigan. And then you can filter it down for people that haven't, you know, people that have keyed up in the last year, because there's a lot of silent keys and a lot of people that have DMR IDs and just aren't active. So I'm pretty sure you can fit most of the United States, or most, you know, all of Michigan and other states, because my contact file has that. It's only about 8,000. So you don't need to dump the entire world into it. But there's websites you can go, you can filter out, you know, like just United States, just Michigan, or just Michigan and Ontario. Michigan, Ohio, and Ontario, and then you filter out ones that have keyed up in the last year, and it's only about 9,000.
Yeah, that's what I went ahead and did for them with the contacts. I think I just created the CSV file for the contacts and just did I think I just did North America for them.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how many contacts version 49 has, but I have about 9,000 in mine, and the record feature came back, so it's everything's working, so. Don't know. I probably will never go over 10,000 contacts, maybe, you know, 15, but I like the record feature, so. That firmware was pulled out of a newer radio. It's just not posted on it's not posted on the normal Bofang website. I think they're only at version 1.45 and 1.47.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take a look at it again. I think the CPS version, I think you just got it off the Bofang website. I want to say it might have been like, I can't even remember, maybe 45. I might be mixing the two up now, but I don't know. I'm going to take a break from it for now, and I go back and take a look at it in a little bit. But I appreciate the input. Hopefully it's something simple and I can figure it out. If not, maybe the odd chance it's just unlucky and maybe something is wrong with that radio.
Yeah, I'm a little grounded right now. I can't drive. I'm off work disability right now. Can't drive. And otherwise, I would have met you at one of the events. I'm meaning to get to one of the events, but it's just I got to find a ride, and it's kind of a pain, it's kind of a hassle to leave the house, but hopefully I'll be driving in another month or so, and I can start showing up at some of these events, because I'm good friends with John and KJO and Sean and Wally. And I've met all those guys in the past, so everybody knows who I am, but just I haven't been to anything in the last 4 months.
Well, I hope you feel better, and maybe I'll see you at something sometime in the future. But I'm going to jump in here and get something to eat and take a look maybe after dinner. So, again, I appreciate the input, and probably talk to you later on. This is K8PMR.
KF8, that's the H. Sorry, this is the suffix to your call sign. I think it was, KF8FGH, I think it was, maybe. Good afternoon. This is Dave, WARAT. How are you?
Yeah, it's KF8FZH.
I'm just trying to dial in my Baofeng DM32. So I don't know how it's on or whatever through rate, but yeah, I'm just testing it out really.
Okay, I didn't get all of it. I think you heard something about DM32, which is also what I am currently using here. And I'm just checking the dashboard, and looks like I could probably improve the signal. Looks like I'm probably getting into the Detroit site here. Yeah, I'm going to see about working my code plug, but I should be doing some other things outside here currently while it's nice here, so I may have to jump on out here and get to it here, but figured I'd come back to you and say hello, and how are you?
Yeah, I appreciate it. This is
Well, all I can say in that regard is make sure you save a copy somewhere of one that you know works. Because I actually had something kind of weird happen recently to me regarding my code plug, and I don't know how it changed, but somehow it changed. I'm using a code plug that I got online from the from Cliff, NACAF, from the Macomb County ARPSC website, and just this past week, somehow it had changed. I don't know how, but all of the statewide one that we're currently using talk groups were somehow changed in the, I think it was the receive group list in the CPS software to event one. So every time I started what I thought was I was transmitting, supposed to be transmitting here in statewide one, I was transmitting on event one. I'm like, well, I'm not supposed to be doing that. And for the life of me, I couldn't figure out while I was driving and looking at the settings how to change it. So I had to come back and dump in. I noticed that when I came back home and had the CPS software open and looked at it and saw that, oh, somehow these are event one, and I just happened to notice it. So I changed them all back to statewide one and dumped it back in. Voila. But there's quite a lot of us. That's something I hear very frequently, people having to fuss around with their code plugs here. So I've had some completely pull some of my hair out, so I'm not the only one. Anyways, what is the name there? KF8FCH from W8RAT.
Yeah, this is Nathan, KF8FCH. Yeah, I'm actually using that same code plug that you mentioned, so I'll have to keep an eye on that to see if I have that same issue or not. Like I said, I'm just trying to see and see if I need to tweak anything right now. So, yeah.
Well, you have to tell me something like this. I guess you've got a fairly new call sign, so I want to say welcome to the fraternity. You're amongst friends here, so hopefully you have many years of fun in the hobby. I've been licensed a lot in about 25 years or so, and DMR is kind of a new learning experience for me, so just jumping into that past a few months or so after some urging of a friend here from work, so been active with that. So the one thing I do need to do, and it's probably what I'm seeing on the dashboard from the website too, is I sure need to upgrade and get a real radio. HDs are nice, but sure need to get one here with a mobile with a bit more power, but the external antenna sure would help. Even with just the HT, something like that would work. I'm going to find my adapter here to go from the SMA to PL259. Got it laying around here somewhere, so then I can get use at least the HT, maybe not walking around, but at least I can use that with the antenna I've got outside. But anyways, Nathan, if you would, tell me what sort of interests you in the hobby? What would you like to get into? I know you're active with DMR now, but what kind of grabs your fancy in the hobby here? There's a lot of different ways to enjoy it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I think I got my call sign about a month or two ago. Messed around with some of the analog stuff, simplex with some of my buddies that kind of got me into it. Mostly I kind of like the idea of
not having to rely on, I guess, cell phone coverage or, the internet, anything like that, just to kind of need an update on whatever's going on, if something were to happen. I would say that interests me the most. But this is my first time really messing around with the DMR stuff. So that's definitely interesting to me, too. But, yeah, I haven't really done too much yet, but I'm liking it so far.
And WARAT. Okay, very good. Yes, that's something that's still kind of new with me here, too, because I've been away from, like I said, about 25 years, and there are still areas in the hobby here that interest me that I haven't dabbled in yet. Kind of toying with the idea, I don't know what to think about it, about getting into maybe a little bit more serious with some satellites. I can maybe get an Azel rotor up on the roof with a nice beam antenna, or maybe, I was thinking maybe not LSMB, but maybe something called the, good grief, I have a brain fart now for the type of antenna here now. Oh, boy. Anyways, but it's basically omnidirectional, but it's something that can be used for satellite work. Not really so much directionality or anything like that, but that's kind of one of the areas that I've been thinking of. I've been kind of taking a bit of a hiatus from amateur radio for a few years or so, but still kind of active with reception, playing around with receiving and decoding digital messages from areas of radio spectrum that I hadn't really had access to before the SDR, which was relatively cheap. So there's always something new, I'll tell you, something new, even after many years. And that's one nice thing about the hobby. It's also kind of true that, what may be right for me may not be right for you. And it's just good to have fun in the hobby in your own little area, too, sometimes. Back to you there, Nathan.
Hey, yeah, well, I just want to throw my call sign out there. Appreciate you coming back. I got to get going right now. Appreciate you coming back for the test. So, hope you have a good day.
Okay, 7-3. And, yes, I should be out and about outside and enjoying some of the weather here, so I better do the same. So, 7-3, Nathan, we'll yak to you later. And hopefully hear you soon. So have a great day. This is W8RIT.
88OD from N8DDF. KF8S from N8DDF.
How is Dakota? KF8DIC.
I'm good. How's Jack? That's the better question.
Oh, I'm doing fine. Except a lot of work out there in that garage, backyard, all that winter stuff, all that garbage from all over the, because I live on a two-way street, and I get all that.
It's that time of year. Just be glad that it's not snowing anymore.
Oh, you're right about that. I just want to see how you're doing. I'm doing fine. That's all I'm asking.
I'm doing good, Jack. It's good to hear from you.
I was studying to get my general, and I haven't been on the radio a lot. The last time I was on the radio, there was a few yo-yos out there, and I don't know if you ever heard it or not, but that's why I haven't been on the radio a lot.
Yeah, I've heard some stories, and I've heard some stuff firsthand. There's some people out there that want to ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, that's for sure. Joe, I think Joe. He comes in once in a while, and you should see that day. I don't know if you ever heard it. That day was miserable.
What happened?
Well, Joe, right?
Maybe. What's the call sign?
Oh, I forgot. It's call sign 4. I always say 4, I don't know if you know or not.
That might be the same one. I don't know.
Yeah, he's really jumping in the morning with you guys and all that. Anyhow, yeah, that day was just, I don't like it at all. I said, forget it. You know, that's why you don't see me a lot. You know, I like the SF. I'll be honest with you, there's no better than SF out there. You hear everybody in the world on that SF.
Oh, KE4ZYQ.
You got it.
Yeah, he it was a couple, about a month or two ago? No, not 2 months. Probably about a month ago, we found out that he passed away.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody is, you should see what happened that day. Just everything went down. You know, what's his name on the radio? And everybody wants to take out his coastline where he lives and all that, you know what I mean? And it really, that pissed me off, really, to find out, you know. I mean, well, he can't do anything, you know. That's the way, he can't do nothing. But this guy, you know, I don't know if you know what's his name in the morning, Donald. Donald goes out there, he goes, hey, you guys, you can't earn his cosign on the QRZ, find out where he lives and all that. That way everybody, you know, go there, tell the family, sorry to hear that and all that stuff. Oh, man, you should see. One guy says, why not? Says, oh, man, I know you weren't out there because you were at work.
Yeah, some people like to get too involved and talk too much, and not a lot of respect for, you know, a silent key.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I mean, I do monitor a little bit, you know what I mean? And I do monitor the 625 and GMRS, but GMRS, even that, is hardly nobody out there anymore because that repeater was down for 2 months, and they got it fixed. But now it's fixed, but the RX has to be off.
Jack, you know you can always come hang out with us. We're either here or we're over on FBI.
I'll be honest with you, Dakota, I like this better from the FBI.
Yeah, I'm. It's growing on me. I've been having a lot of fun. I'm talking on an HT in my house right now, which I've never been able to do natively without, you know, putting up my own stuff, so... I'm with you. It works really, really, really well, and it's a huge network. But, you know, I do enjoy analog.
Yeah, me too. I always like analog, you know. Even when I was in the CBR back then, I always liked analog. Anyhow, well, Dakota, good talking to you. We'll talk again. And I'll be monitoring this one, too, the FBI and this one. Forget about that GMRS anymore.
Yeah, GMRS is a joke. It's not a joke for what it is. It's a joke because of the people. So I don't blame you. Stay away from it. Hang out over here. Don't be a stranger, and I'll talk to you soon, Jack. That ain't DBS.
Well, good to hear you. And really, you know, one day we'll meet. I'll pay for your coffee. No problem at all. Take care. Have a good evening. KFADRC.
On WHT, listening.